gonna be a good day. That's today gonna be a good day. That's today gonna be a good, good day.
Good day. Time is 7 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Heather Bachman and Rich McFadden, and Roberta's lurking around here. At some point, we get to Uri Geller, who's with us later on in the hour. At least that's the usual tradition.
Yes.
Have we got that all figured out, Richie?
He will be here.
Richie has figured it out, boys and girls. That's a cool thing. All right, so the world is full of stories, and that's what we're interested in here. Stories about life, stories about you, stories about people. And we devote this hour of the program to those stories and lessons of life. That's why Uri is helpful in his conversations with us. There's an interesting story at DougSteffen.com about a flock of well-dressed plastic flamingos. Apparently have become kidnapping targets for thieves.
Yes, of course.
All around the country.
Sure.
Who has flamingos on their lawn, though? Who still keeps? That's a 1950s
thing. Oh, no. That's why I like it.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah,
there's still quite
cool.
A few people. Hey, remember, was it, I bought you one for your lawn like 12 or 13 years ago or something. I remember sending one up there to put out on the lawn. I don't know whether
I
ever made.
I do remember that, yeah. Why did you buy it for me, though?
Because it would be funny.
Silly.
There was something, it was a birthday present or something, I can't remember what it was. Yeah. But if you put a pink flamingo out on your lawn, some high school kid is going to steal it and put it out on his friend's lawn.
I want to test this theory.
Arthur O'Neill lives in Mansfield, Massachusetts. He's been collecting these flamingos and decorating them on his lawn for a number of years. They would play golf, that kind of thing.
The flamingos would play golf.
Yeah, you just kind of set it up. You make little...
Or you can flip them over and play croquet.
Right. Could do that. Yeah. So he's been robbed 4 times this year. 40 flamingos have been stolen.
Yeah.
And last week, he got a ransom note.
Oh, gosh.
The message, screw, he got a flamingo, one of them back, and it said, if you want to see the rest of the flamingos, call this number. And it listed a phone number from Worcester, Massachusetts. So, Mr. O'Neill, who changes the flamingo outfits once a week,
he changes the outfits once a week.
I'm looking
He's
at
dedicated.
One has a golf bag around his neck. Another one has a golf club.
Ponchos, sombreros, maracas.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, the flamingos have been stolen. He installed a motion-sensitive camera and caught one of the guys stealing the flamingos. The police now have the ransom note and the picture, and are going after the thefts with, as we say in Massachusetts, vigor.
With vigor.
Go get them with vigor.
With vigor.
Yeah. Vigor, not vinegar. Vigor.
That's funny.
And vigor.
So how many people in your neighborhood have these things on their lawn, Richie? I don't have any of them around here.
That's
a Florida thing, isn't it?
This
guy's Massachusetts, but I think it's more of a Florida.
It really is, but like you said, most people just do it as a joke now. I mean, they don't do it for real decoration.
I like the idea of dressing them up. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you ride around? Like, if I drive to the beach through the Delmarva Peninsula, through farm areas, getting over to the Eastern Shore from Washington, you still see in a lot of these rural areas the cowboy, the wooden cowboy leaning up against the tree, or the fake deer, or what's the other one? The old fat woman in the polka dotted dress bending over to pick flowers or something. I mean, you've seen all those lawn ornaments out there.
Well, we have one of the fellows that is a friend of mine who has a dairy store, has cows out in his front lawn. And he keeps some of my cows behind his ice cream store, but he's got black and white cows. And I told him, you can't do that. So he painted the black part of the cow brown. Yeah. But these are big, almost life-size things that he's had on his lawn. You've seen cows on people's lawns here and there.
Sure.
I wouldn't be silly enough to do it. I don't have to anyway. I got the real thing on my front lawn. But it is pretty funny what people think is decorative. How you know, they take these things, flamingos or ducks, geese. It seems to be a big thing with birds. I don't see many horses. Oftentimes.
No, usually deer, you're horses. Right. Yeah, like yeah. Rich said.
Yeah, right. At any rate, it is kind of silly when you think about it. But more to the point, how do you think people see your home? What do you want people to think of when you're in a suburban neighborhood, Richie? When people drive by your home, what do you think? I mean, you've got a car in the driveway, you got a lawn. There's nothing special about your house. Right?
It's clean. It's well manicured. There's nothing that out about my house. I'm not the kind of guy who wears the obnoxious Hawaiian shirt out to the mall. I don't want my house standing out and somebody going, ugh. You know, even though I might like it, I want my house to have a resale factor to it.
Conformist.
Right.
Well, what?
Wimp.
No.
I'm a Republican. Yeah, right.
I'm a capitalist, and I don't want my... When I was in the car business, inevitably, once a week, once a month, you know, whatever, a couple times a month, you would get somebody bringing a car, and it would just have stickers all over it, or they will have done something crazy to the interior, put something on the dashboard, or just whatever it is to be different. Well, that's great, but you know what? When I pull those stickers off, or when I have to redo the seat covers, or whatever it is, or put the original wheels back on it, it's going to cost me $1,000 or $1,500. And guess who's paying for that? Not me, you. Mm. Ding. Your car was worth $10,000. Now it's worth $8,500.
Uh-huh. There you go.
That's
the practical side.
You're still a wimp.
That sort of thing.
Call me what you want. I'm a wimp with that extra $2,500 in my account.
All right. So Heather and Richie have their stories coming up. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Very sweet. Doug's Good Day with Heather and Rich here as we go beyond Good Day with stories that will ring some kind of a bell. That's the requirement I say to the folks who are on the staff here. Tell us a story that rings a bell, means something people can identify with. So, Richie, where are you taking us?
To Facebook.
Facebook.
I'm sitting here, I've got Facebook, my email, a couple of other websites open as we go through the show this morning, and a friend of mine that I went to high school just posted, how do you respond to a 15-year-old who has never traveled out of the country when he says, I don't care much for America?
How do you respond? And is that a question, or do you have an answer, or did she have an answer?
Well, that's the question that she posed, and it was a friend of her son's. And she has known this kid since he was 7 years old, knows both of the parents, and, they have their tiffs when it comes to politics. And she says, that's probably where it comes from. So some of the responses here were, let me see, if that's all he hears from the people in power and in the media, that's his history lesson that he learns from. Somebody said, I would say, what is it that you don't care for, and how would you change it?
She says,
unfortunately, I'm not that smooth. I was so shocked, I told him to pick a country and move there. Guess I won't be winning Mother of the Year.
All right, so is that something we ought to post on either our Facebook page? I think that's an interesting
question. My response was, this is one of the reasons that I love that my kids go to Colombia, where my wife is from, in the summer for 4 to 6 weeks, is A, to brush up on their Spanish, because I believe that's an important tool for them to have as they grow up, is to be bilingual, and B, for them to be able to see just how great this country is when they go there. And as beautiful as Colombia is, man, it's just not as easy to get things done there. And when they come home, they appreciate that. Even though they're only 8 and 5, they notice the difference. So,
like what? What do they notice?
Let's see here. Warm showers.
You can't get a warm shower in Colombia?
Not on the North Coast. No.
Really?
You don't have hot water heaters. No. You drive around and there are poor people everywhere. I mean, everywhere. There is dirt poor, and then there's
dirt poor,
and then there's wealthy. Yeah. You have people who live in shanty shacks, cinder block shacks that are one or two rooms with tin roofs on them, all over the place, and they basically live off of, if they can sell some popcorn or some fruit out in the middle of the street. And they have chickens, maybe a cow if they're doing well, where they get a lot of their eggs and stuff from. But they see dirt poor there. And they come home and they don't see that. Now, we do have dirt poor here, but it's not the same as there.
Do you think this has them, are they appreciating more when they come home?
They notice it. I don't think at this point they appreciate it.
So you think it's more of this, like, subliminal message going on that's going to play into their adulthood?
They absolutely notice it. So, but it's,
How much did you travel when you were that age?
I didn't have a passport till I was 35.
Good for you, Richie.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, my
there
kids.
There is the ugly American.
I had no clue. No clue. But my kids.
You see, that's what's so wonderful.
Passports
your kids
the day
will.
They were born.
Yeah, that's right. And a couple of them, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to have, a couple of passports instead of just one, just for the heck of it. Just in case somebody catches me sometime, someplace to go.
Daddy's on the loose.
I'm not at liberty to say anything else.
I understand. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. AmbrInPro.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm taking a break.
Ow.
Taking a rest. Taking some time to be at my best. Oh, won't you take a break? Won't you take a break with me? We can read a book.
But reading a book is nice.
Or look up at the sky.
Yeah, the sky.
We can take the time.
Is this Ernie? No, is this Ernie?
It's Big Bird.
Oh, it is Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Big Mac.
So, Rich and Heather and Doug continue with the important stories, or maybe stories just mean something. Who doesn't know and love Big Bird? No matter what your stripes are politically or otherwise, how can you not dig Big Bird?
I know. I loved it. And you know what? I loved, actually, Grover.
Grover
was a favorite.
I like
of
the Cookie Monster, actually.
Speaking of birds, unfortunately, there was a homeless man just near Malibu Beach, actually, who wasn't, well, I can't say that he wasn't fond of a pelican, but he was choking it.
Oh, we're back to the pelicans?
He was choking.
That was a flamingo.
You talked about flamingos. I'm bringing in the pelicans.
Right,
they've got a bigger
beak. Can we do this? Can we strangle some of the geese? I want to get to some of the geese that are here on the cross.
Well, if you do.
No, the geese are horrible creatures.
Bite. If you do, you may be jailed.
Oh,
well, you may be jailed
in Malibu,
for 60 days.
So, California, absolutely, that would happen, yes.
This guy strangled a pelican.
He strangled a pelican.
Why?
To death?
To death.
Really?
And then a passerby saw this, reported
Call the police.
Said, this man is choking this pelican, and, you know, he's flapping around, and whatever, body went limp and everything. So they come upon this homeless man and arrest him. They ask him, he says, I found it dead. And then he later states that he didn't find it dead. He actually was strangling the pelican because he was hungry. And he was unable to catch any fish that day.
The pelican was hungry, or the man was hungry?
They probably were, but the pelican.
That's what I was going to guess. Was he hunting?
Exactly. He was basically he was hunting, and that really kind of struck me when I was reading this. First, I read it in the idea of the visual of him strangling a pelican. I don't know. It just kind of brought me back to some cartoon days, and I was laughing a little bit.
Yeah, this is very cartoonish.
It is cartoonish when you visualize it. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's homeless. He's hungry. So basically, he's just trying to find some food. He couldn't catch any fish that day.
So what was he going to do? Skin it and cook it?
Apparently. But you know what? That's nothing new. There are plenty of homeless people for, you know, eons that have had to kind of just forage through and live on grass, whatever.
This guy homeless?
Before we had...
He's a homeless man.
Stores, that's how everybody ate.
Exactly.
They went out and killed an animal and ate it.
And so that brought me to, like, it's not an endangered species, right? It's not something that's protected by the wildlife, whatever. So
if he were to stand up in a court of law and tell a judge, Your Honor, I have no home, I had no food, I had no money.
He did.
I was hungry.
He did.
And what happened?
He was jailed for 60 days.
Yeah, I can't, no.
jailed for 60 days. But, at least he's getting fed in there. But, honestly, I just, that really struck me that if it was a pigeon. If it was a pigeon,
nobody would have said
it. If it was a pigeon, nobody would have cared.
Right.
Right?
So what's the difference between
the pelican? Apparently the pelican is pretty good. It's just a quick snap with a pigeon. Yeah. But then I came across, there's actually a homeless website. It's called Expose Homelessness.
Website without a home.
Exactly. But it's something that's being built now. It's growing. It's by homeless for homeless. They're trying to build a page for resources for homeless people and whatnot. But they reported out on this, and they were kind of saying the same thing, that the guy was hungry, you know?
So he's going to go to jail for 60 days? Or
yes.
He gets 60 days of square meals.
60 days.
He gets three squares a day.
60 days of beatings and,
Well, who's going to beat him? The people who love flamingos? Is there a I Love Flamingo contingent in the L.A. County Jail?
There may be. Out of anywhere, I would think it would be there.
The L.A. County Jail isn't as tough as, a lot of the other hardcore L.A. County Jail.
You got OJ.
Still have people like this.
Right.
Yeah. And this is who you would find.
Yeah.
In the LA
County Jail. In Van Nuys.
Yeah.
There's a Starbucks in there, for God's sake.
It's cheaper stuff, too, Richie. 28 after on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught, trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. Learn how you can make a difference doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, and Uri Geller joining us to talk about your dreams and your mind, your mental workshop in which you are building anything you want. Visualize what you want to build in your life by using your mind. That is, you see it, you feel it, you taste it, you believe in it. You've made a mental blueprint. And then you begin to build it by thinking about what you want in the greater term of what you want out of your life. Have you envisioned it? It changes. When you're 20, you want one thing. When you're 30, you want something else. When you're 40, and so on and so forth. But whatever it is, the beginning of what it is that you would like to have begins, the beginning begins. It's kind of like the begin. Remember that? No, nobody remembers that. Larry, do you remember that song, Begin the Begin?
Or am I? No, really. Is it from the 60s?
Or earlier.
It's earlier, even. Thank you very much. Remember now.
Next.
I know, you're a month younger than I am, so a month and a half younger than I am, so you might not have had that experience. Yeah, next. Anyway, the idea here is to think about your life and what you imagine it to be. And Uri has spent his life helping people develop their mental abilities to bring themselves around. And interesting, Uri, because Richie and I were just talking about this experience at the football stadium where a player broke his neck, right, Richie? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, Devon Walker from Tulane University was playing at Tulsa this past weekend and had a head-on-head collision. And right away they could tell it was a serious injury.
Yeah. Another reason not to have football. Another conversation.
That's just another conversation. But, Uri, what I wanted to talk about with you is they spent 20 minutes attending to him on the field before the ambulance came. Mm-hmm. And while they were attending to him, both of the teams came out on the field and had a prayer for him. And I thought, wow, if I were going to be seriously injured, to have 46 players from each team come out onto the field and pray for me, surrounded by 100,000 fans, what kind of energy does that bring to you and do you believe that could really do somebody good in a recovery in a serious injury like this?
Yeah, well, you know that there are many reports, scientific reports, coming from a few different universities where medical doctors, conducted an experiment with a group of people who were sick, who were prayed for, another group of people who were sick but were not prayed for, and the results were stunning. The group of ill individuals who were prayed for healed faster than the ones that were not prayed for. I'm a great believer in the power of prayer. Now, whether it evokes an unseen or an invisible energy that actually helps you heal faster, we can't prove that, but I do believe in the power of prayer. You know that there are about, 7.4 billion people on our planet. And most of them, I would say 7.1 billion believe in God. They believe that there is something out there that created us. So I always say, well, 7.1 or 7.2 billion can't be wrong. People cannot be wrong. Most of the people who believe in God, they do believe in the power of prayer too. Since you brought up the football and the football pitch,
yeah,
and the arena where you have 15, 20, 30, 40,000 people.
More like 80, 90.
Okay, more less than, let's say, 80,000. This is why when there is a match where you're playing at home, statistics shows that most home games are won. Am I correct?
Yes, yes.
So the question is, why? Why? The rules are the same, whether they travel and, say, play in a different city, but most games are won at home. And I believe that that is a great example of that unseen energy that touches you,
mm-hmm,
when the fans really want something to happen and they want you to win. And they will you to win. The same way I believe the power of prayer works. You think positive. You emit an energy. Again, it's an invisible energy. Probably it's a tangible energy, but we can't really measure it yet because we don't have the mechanisms, we don't have the computers to capture that healing energy that we produce and can produce and are producing with the power of our mind. One more thing. Ask any doctor, and a doctor will tell you that a sick person will heal faster if they are in a positive frame of mind than a sick person who is in a negative frame of mind.
It's one of the,
I hope that kind of explains the power of prayer to all of you.
That was one of the points that they actually made in this article, is this guy's got long, not dreadlocks, but long hair. And one of the nurses was going to, made a motion like she was going to cut his hair, and the athletic director from the university said, no, no, you cannot do that. That's, you know, he identifies himself by the hair, and they say, so after the guy came out of surgery, they were telling him this story, and, mm-hmm, and he smiled. And they said, whenever they're talking to him, he's smiling, and that attitude is going to go a long way. Like in the first 2 or 3 days after a severe injury like this, if somebody is showing signs of smiling and having, yep, a positive attitude, how far it takes them and what a good sign it is for doctors to see.
Wow. Is this cool. Is this a recent accident?
It just happened this past Saturday, yes.
Week?
It just happened Saturday.
Yeah. Do you realize that as we speak now, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of sports people, footballers, rugby players, who get injured every day, mm-hmm, every day. Some of them are paralyzed and end up in a wheelchair. But it is a rather, you know, I don't know what even the word to use. It's a dangerous sport.
Sure.
Doug, you were talking about football before. Did I hear you right that you are against the sport?
Yes, you heard me correct.
Wow.
I've been talking about this for well over a year since I was the only one. I would say this to puff out my chest and say, aren't you a hero? But since I had my brain examined by the folks at Cirruscan out in Denver and realized by looking at the pictures, the brains of these football players, how unbelievably dangerous it is, not only for a mature adult, but college age, high school age. Some of these kids that are in middle school that are playing football are just asking for disaster.
I agree with you. I actually saw a report not long ago of a new type of a helmet that can protect you better, just better. But hey, whatever you wear on your head, if you get hit, or if you ram into someone else, you know, it gives you a major jolt to the brain.
Full speed, yeah.
That can't be good for you.
Yeah, it's well. Here's what happened in states like Ohio. I was on the board of trustees for my alma mater for 12 years. This is one of the things that caused me when I got as much flack as I did for this. I started thinking this wasn't the place for me anymore because I was told if I brought this up and made a big deal out of it, it would ruin our football program, ruin chances for admission for hundreds of young men who would come to Heidelberg to play. And that's all well and good, but I think it's lousy. I curbed my enthusiasm, if you'll pardon the pun, for following my passion at the time, and it never was. I was soundly criticized, pretty much by everybody when I did finally get it onto the agenda, and people started talking about it. People in Ohio and Florida, Texas, many other states just don't want to hear it. They don't want to deal with the reality of how dangerous this is because there's too much money involved in the alumni
and all
of this stuff that nobody gives a damn about the health of the kids. Yep. So, you know, let them break their neck or let them have concussions or Alzheimer's and dementia. The football players are shooting themselves, killing themselves, suicide all over the place. And it's getting worse. The NFL had to put aside $75 million in their contract last year in order to settle with the players. So that money would go to families who are aggrieved after the fathers and husbands die of these ailments. And we still sit here like buffoons thinking this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Sorry.
Well, Doug,
actually.
Hear how passionate you are about it. And let's face it, you are right. I suggest that just for your listeners, you should interview three or four neurosurgeons.
I have. We've had them on. We've had them on.
Operate on your brain. Just ask them on air, live, what they think about it.
Yeah. I've had four or five of these people on, as a matter of fact. As people recognize my passion for this, they become available to me, and we talk about what the ramifications are, especially younger. The younger you expose the spinal cord isn't fully, the brain, the skull, all those things aren't fully developed. And so you get into those situations where there's impact. And it isn't just football, by the way. It's soccer. It's hockey. It's wrestling, boxing, those things in which your head is a target. Why would you want to make the thing that controls your body a target, for God's sakes?
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you, but unfortunately, you know...
We're in the minority again.
Yeah, and Doug, it's all about money, you know, football and all...
Well, when you owned a football team for a while in England, but they don't play football over there. It's not really the kind of football we play here.
Soccer, right.
It's soccer.
Yeah, but soccer is getting quite
pretty dangerous
in the United States.
Yeah, but it's also dangerous. Yeah.
You know, heading the ball, again, you get a mini shock, right?
Yeah. Imagine a ball coming at your head at 50 miles an hour.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Doug, I agree with you, and I guarantee you that 150 years from now, probably some of these sports will be phased out. You mark my word, we won't be around. But
You look at football now, and they're already, as many would say, sissifying it because of all of the rules that they're instituting so that nobody gets hurt. Unfortunately, the game is the game, and once you take all of that out to a certain extent, the game is no more. So you're right. It will be phased out at some point because they're trying to protect everybody from getting hurt, and it's just not a possible
way. Well, it's a decision that I'm not for that at all. I'm for, I say on the air sometimes, I'm for outlawing it. What we really need is, like everything else, people need to take personal responsibility, need to educate themselves as to what's going on. Children ought to have the protection of their parents. Instead, oftentimes they have their parents encouraging them to go play this game, and it's because they want to live in the aggrandizement of whatever their children to accomplish.
There's a fine line, though, there. It's, my next-door neighbor, she's 16 years old. She got a concussion at school. How? She fell down on stage during drama practice. So anywhere in life, you're going to run up into...
Those, are accidents that do happen every day to most people. But when you go out to play football on the pitch, you're asking to be beaten up and hit and traumatized. And
you're asking for it.
Spectators around you, like
you're expecting
the mediators,
it. Yeah, sure.
Sit around and cheer, and we know that it's dangerous.
Uri,
and you can get paralyzed or even die.
With the 60 seconds that we have left, Uri, I mean, we look back in the times of the Romans, where they cheered the lions eating the gladiators or the gladiators fighting out to the death. And we still sit here and we watch football where it's kind of a war. It's my territory, your territory. The human condition that really wants to see this kind of strategery, but yet... bullish kind of thing. What is it in us that really wants to watch this?
You brought up the word bullish. I can tell you this, that what the world calls a strong man is sometimes a weak man with bullies for friends.
Uh-huh.
Think about that.
That's very, that's very
okay, lots of love and
all right,
Uri. Next week.
Thank you,
Uri.
Food for thought. Uri Geller, check out his website.
By the way, root for the Redskins this weekend, Uri.
Yeah, right. URIGELLER, Uri Geller. .com. He's always got one of the reasons we've become friends is because we have similar values. And but he owned that football. That's where that was the Michael Jackson episode. We're down to raise money for the football team. Anyway, again, it's all great food for thought, and you're welcome to it. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Tonight, Matthew Perry plays a sports radio host who's getting in touch with his feelings.
Welcome back. Who won Super Bowl 35?
The Lions?
No. Is this Sonia from my support group?
The Jaguars?
Can we keep your cat obsession confined to group?
The Bobcats. Wildcats.
The answer is the Ravens.
A bird team. I hate sports.
Next caller.
Matthew Perry stars in Go On. Then, from the creator of Glee comes a new comedy about family, where different is the new normal. The premieres of Go On and the New Normal after The Voice tonight on NBC.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org. The fact that September 11th is upon us this week, we think a lot about those who are serving and have served to protect our freedoms. So this week, in which we commemorate the events of September 11th, 11 years ago, isn't it important that you spend a moment thinking about how you can support those people who are supporting you? The Purple Heart Service Foundation, representing many folks in the services, the programs they have for veterans, not just for people who have Purple Hearts, but for people who have served our country, are astounding, stupendous, terrific. If you'd like to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation with your gift of a car, cash, whatever, 100% tax deductible, call them now while you're thinking about it. 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631 to help.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
A day to remember lives lost and heroism that lives on. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today is the 11th anniversary of 9/11, that fateful day in 2001 that none of us will ever forget. Ceremonies and observances to be held today at Ground Zero in New York City, at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. These New Yorkers offering their thoughts about 9/11, saying the annual ceremony is a necessary one.
They should continue with the ceremonies. It's going to always be a part of history.
Having that moment to recall it and also to realize that it's not just us, we're part of the world.
There are so many stories of the incredible heroism that was displayed on that day and in the days to come. As a New Yorker myself, I have a 9/11 story for you about a friend of mine named Lloyd Frazier. A wonderful, upbeat guy, always smiling, a successful McDonald's franchise owner for many years. Among the restaurants he owned, one not too far from the Twin Towers in Manhattan. Lloyd was working at that restaurant the morning of September 11, 2001. After the attack, with so many people running for their lives, he and all the others inside that McDonald's stayed there. They huddled and they prayed. But then Lloyd saw a firefighter collapse right outside of his store. Most of those inside pleaded with Lloyd not to go out, but he did, crawling to the injured firefighter and dragging him inside, saving his life. Lloyd stayed at Ground Zero for the next 5 days, feeding thousands of rescue workers for free. All Lloyd would ever say about what he did was simply, "Hey, anyone would have done that." Lloyd Frazier passed away from cancer in 2006. What he did 11 years ago tells you all you need to know about a friend I will always miss. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets lost ground yesterday. The Dow off 52 points, closing at 13,254. S&P dropped 9. NASDAQ with a 32-point loss. Oil prices up 12 cents a barrel, finishing at $96.54. President Obama and Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney putting politics aside today in honor of the anniversary of 9/11. Both campaigns will put a hold on their TV ads across the country for a day. The president to join a moment of silence on the South Lawn of the White House, and then he'll attend a memorial service at the Pentagon. Mitt Romney is scheduled to address the National Guard Association Convention in Reno, Nevada. Sports note, tennis. Andy Murray of Scotland finally has his major. It took nearly 5 hours, but Murray defeated Novak Djokovic in 5 sets in the men's final. Murray led 2 sets to love, then lost the next 2 sets before capturing the final set 6-2, and afterward...
Relief is probably the best word I would use to describe how I'm feeling just now.
He sounds tired. Murray, the first British player to win a Grand Slam tournament since 1936. And finally, a bit more to tell about that now famous bear hug and presidential lift. By now you've seen it. 46-year-old pizza shop owner Scott Van Duzer with a presidential greeting for the ages. President Obama dropped in on his pizza place in Fort Pierce, Florida this past Sunday. And, well, Scott, you pick it up from there.
He opened up the door and he was like, "Where's Scott at?" And as soon as I saw him, he came right at me, shook my hand. And I was just so excited, I just gave him a big hug and picked him up. It was crazy.
Scott said the whole thing was spur of the moment.
It was just a genuine moment that I was taken back by, and it was an incredible experience.
But wait, unfortunately, some folks have a problem with Scott Van Duzer, especially after Scott said he's basically a Republican but did vote for the president 4 years ago and will do so again. Scott says he's hearing lots of negative comments about his hug and lift, and some folks are boycotting his pizza place. Scott's response, quote, "There's no middle line anymore, and that's exactly what's wrong with our country right now," end quote. He's right, and wouldn't it be something if this little pizza place helped to bridge the gap between the political parties? Ah, who are we kidding? They couldn't even agree on a pizza topping. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.